Hi, everyone. Welcome to Three Essential Questions, New Mexico's Business and Nonprofit Podcast. I am your host, Pam Myers, and I'm here with my always wonderful co-host, Erica Yoakum. And today we're on a roll to talk to you about AI. It's all the buzz lately, right? Everybody is talking about the negative effects and the positive effects and arguing on social media. So we wanted to share our opinions. So I'm a
proponent of AI in using it as a tool in business, like any other tool, like using QuickBooks for my bills or using, you know, Adobe Acrobat to be able to edit my PDFs and things like that. I utilize it as a tool.
And StreamYard for our podcasting.
And StreamYard for our podcasting, yes. So I view it as a tool. Now, I live with the next generation down, my kids. My boys are in their 20s, but they're and they are virulently anti-AI, mostly because for two main reasons. That one is that how AI got started by scraping everything off the internet and taking everything for free, really, really problematic for younger folk. And I totally, I can see and think, I can understand the people who created AI going, yeah, there's a vast internet out there, just grab everything and we'll create this data set.
Right.
Not really thinking through like, hey, that stuff all belongs to somebody. And it, you know, it shouldn't wind up in some large, you know, LLM somewhere. You need to pay attention to that. And I think some of that has been curbed. I can't say that it all has been, but I think some of it has. And the other big controversy right now is the chipsets. Or we had a chip, memory chip, and you know, our that kind of thing. Chipsets being made are being not being sent to the consumer industry. They're being sent straight to AI data farms.
Right.
And so right now, the cost of like getting a new computer is a lot more expensive.
Because of the chip.
Because those chipsets are being used for AI and they're creating these whole farms.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, yes, there's lots of controversy around it. And, you know, that people can't, or AI can't do what people can do. And that is absolutely true.
Right.
I will tell you, as an audiobook production company, Audavita, we get people who, and we really looked into it. They want to do an audiobook with a cloned voice or something like that. Or, yeah. It's just not there yet. We've all heard the AI voices and you, it's, if you're doing a 10, 15 second something, great. You're doing a 5 minute something. You're going to start to hear the cadences repeat. They get into repeat and it starts sounding very, your human ear picks it out and goes, well, that ain't right.
Correct. Right. Right.
Right. Uh-huh. But when you're running a small business and you need some help with stuff, I use it. I use AI as a tool, like I said, and mm-hmm. I was saying, so we were hiring a salesperson and I had not ever done that before. So I went to ChatGPT and I said, I got to hire a salesperson. This is what we're willing to pay. What, and this is the industry, you know, we're audio production and podcast production company. These are the, you know, what would a job description look like?
Right.
And it kicked out a job description.
Right.
And then I went through it and said, oh, ew, you know, not that. Right. And this would be slightly different, right? But it was a good launching point
mm-hmm.
for somebody who had never done that before for a sales position.
Right.
To get that in front of me. And some of the things that it came up with, I had never thought of before.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what I don't know.
Right. Exactly. Yep.
Right. And then it was, oh, okay, great. Thank you for that. How do I write a, you know, a post to put on LinkedIn? What do I need to, you know, what are some good keywords?
Yeah.
And it helped me with that. And then how do I send out we've hired someone. And then it was, I have to send an email out to the ones that I'm not going to hire. And I want to be polite. I want to be kind.
Right.
But I also don't want to be, you know, I'm so sorry, I didn't hire you. I wish I could hire everybody, you know, because that's me. I'm a verbose person. And so I got a nice, short, clean email that, of course, but the human has to go through it and make sure that it sounds like a human.
Right. That it sounds like language that you would use. Yes. Yes. To remove the dashes that it's known
for. Dashes. Yeah. Right.
Yep. Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And so can it be, is it a powerful tool? I think it can be used powerfully. Yes. A lot of people, I work with folks who use it as their search engine. They don't go to Google anymore.
Right.
They go to ChatGPT and say, hey, because it's, you can, I don't, and this is something I'm giving away one of my superpowers as a VA. I was a master Googler, like sitting next to a client, Googling in front of them and finding the answer to the question that they could have done the same thing, but people don't think that they can ask Google the way they ask ChatGPT, which I find very interesting, right? You could ask the same question that you are typing, this big, long question that you're going to type into ChatGPT. You can do the same thing in Google. And guess what it's going to do? It's going to use its AI to come back with the same answer to you.
Right.
Ish.
Right.
Right. Different.
They both use the same, what they're both pulling from the same universe.
Right.
They may not come back with always the same answer.
Right.
I also have found, and you probably have found this too, because I use it a lot. It's a tremendous time saver for business and in making up documents and sending letters, emails, whatever you have to do, that it learns you. It learns. It learns you. Like if I want to do something for my business, I use my desktop. If I switch over to my iPad, it doesn't know who I am and it won't. Right. Yeah. Right. It won't,
you won't get the same. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to, give me more. I want to know more. I'm like, oh, forget it. I'll just go back to my desktop.
Right. And that's why, it's very, very powerful search engine that's answering questions. I just went through a math class. It was a remedial math class because it's been 40 freaking years since I did algebra. Sure. Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And so this remedial class that I was in was more about making sure that I was attending than teaching me anything. Mm-hmm. And I needed refreshers on how to do stuff. So I would literally say, you know, how do I find the area of a parallelogram?
Right.
And I wouldn't just get the answer. It would be, oh, here's the formula and here's how you figure it out. And then my brain went, oh, right.
I remember that. No, right.
Yeah. Right. Right. You know, that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That type of thing. So that it's a powerful tool, but it's only as good as the input that it gets.
Correct.
And you really need to pay attention to the fact that they hallucinate.
Right.
Not every answer is going to be, that's what they call it, hallucinations. When the AI comes up with some crazy answer, it's a hallucination, which is great. Mm-hmm. Timothy Leary would be so proud. So you have to make sure you can't, but it's like any tool, really. Yeah. When you do a Google search and you see like four different answers to the same question, you got to do more research, right? And say, which one's the right answer type of thing. Correct. You got to do the same thing with the AI. You got to make sure that it's not hallucinating.
Just making stuff up. Right. Yeah. Right. You need to double check.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially if you're asking for any, you know, help me back to the hiring somebody.
Yeah.
You know, they can say, well, in New Mexico law, this is what you have to say type of thing.
Right.
I didn't take that at face value. It told me what the statutes was. I went and looked that up separately.
Good for you.
And made sure that first off that it was a real statute and not just some number pulled out of, you know, the air. And then it actually was true. And it was. And and again, it was one of those things I went, oh, holy crap. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. So, it's really so beneficial on so many levels. I also understand how, you know, a lot of people don't like it, how certain people like writers and things, it can.
The ethics behind it has been questionable. The ethics
behind it is a little sketchy. And I think there's probably some work that could be done to improve things. But overall, I think it's fantastic.
I think the original creators were a bunch of nerds who said, hey, if it's on the internet, we can use it.
Grab it.
And then not really thinking through how that would look on the other side. And so, yes, you know, the son who's an author is like, hates AI with a passion. I, as a business person, I think it's, again, it's a tool to be used. It's, you know, intelligently. Don't yep. run with scissors. Don't believe everything the ChatGPT tells you.
Correct.
Right?
Right. Right.
Use your common sense.
Right.
You pay attention to what it's saying. Double check things that sound, you know, off, or like, again, if it's anything legal or anything like that, of course you want to double, triple check all of that stuff. But writing a basic email, asking for KPIs for a salesman, you know, asking questions like that to help your small business, because not everybody has an HR person.
Right. Not everybody designing has a brochure. Right. Designing a business card. Right.
Creating basics of a business plan. Hey, I'm in this market.
Plan. Right.
You know, right. And then look at it and go, oh, okay.
Some of that works and some of it doesn't. Right.
Right. Oh, this really resonates with me. That, I don't know what the hell that is, but this part right here is good. Nothing is cut and paste with AI, and that's with any tool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times have you found a Word document template and you've said, oh, that is perfect just the way it is? Right? Not me. I'm like, oh, this is good, but I want to move that box over there and this.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to make it yours.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. 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 So we hope this has helped you. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to us. Our email is heythere@twoflowerproductions.com, and we're happy to answer any questions that you have regarding AI, regarding podcasting or social media. So give us a shout out if you need any help with anything, and please keep listening. Thank you, AutoVita, for being a sponsor of this podcast. And thanks everybody for listening. Bye.
Produced by AutoVita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.